I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm in my happy place and I really like it.
So here's my first question. Do you have a happy place where you can go and have free headspace, where nobody can interfere with your positive headspace, where no negativity can get in? And if you haven't got one of those places, could it be a really good idea so that whatever's going on in the world can't get into your head? But here's my next question. Why do we allow stuff that we have no control over, stuff that can't affect our life and never will affect our life, why do we have a desire or feel the need to put that into our life? Now, a lot of people say to me, you have to watch the news because you have to know what's going on in the world. Well, what if you didn't? What if all the horrible, terrible things that go on in the world, you didn't know that they had happened? Now, I don't want to be naive either. I get that. But if there's a mass shooting or an earthquake or a typhoon or a car crash or a terrible thing has happened somewhere else in the world a million miles from my home, what can I actually do about it? And will putting that into my headspace today give me a better day? So if I live my life and I'm healthy, fit and strong and I've got a career or business that I love and I'm looking after my family and I invest time with the people that I love being with and I live my life to the absolute maximum productivity and effort and fun and happiness that I can put into my life today, will it add any value for me to open up a screen, open up my phone and read about the terrible things or listen to or watch the terrible things that are happening in the world? And I always ask that question, particularly for our kids. And I'll give you an example. There was a horrible time in history, and if you were an American or if you were around in that particular area when the Twin Towers in New York were hit. There were a lot of people where that they will say that was the worst day or the worst thing that ever happened to America. It was a terrible time. But here's one of the things that was really interesting and I think very sad to take note of. A lot of the small children that saw those buildings come down on television over and over and over and over again, the kids that saw that terrible thing happen, but they couldn't quite comprehend it, and all they could see were parents that were panicking and were, or adults that were panicking and upset, and news people that were panicking and upset, and a world that was had gone into some kind of terror mode. There were a lot of little children that thought the entire world had been blown up. They thought that every building in the world, every tall building, had been hit by a plane and the world had come was coming to an end. And for a small child who can't comprehend what's actually going on, they got really scared. If you lived in 21, 22, 23, when every day on it doesn't matter what source of media, was the number of people that had died every day because of a medical challenge in the world. This many people died, this many people died, this many people died, this many people died. And our kids were bombarded with that every single day. Let me ask a different question. We're all going to die. People die every day in the world of something. Imagine if every day you woke up and the first thing you put into your head via newspaper, social media, television, conversation with somebody was, did you know that yesterday X number of people died? And that was the first thing you put into your head. Or you just kept putting it into your head. Now, I'm the ultimate positive optimist person. I know I'm going to die. Life is a terminal illness. None of us get out alive. I just want to live every day to the max and enjoy everything that I do every day. And putting that kind of information into my brain, what value does it add? If something terrible happened on the other side of the world and I'm not going to the other side of the world, I can't fix it, change it, make it better. Why do I need to put that information into my head? And this is just, I'm just asking questions for a reason, because there's a lot of miserable, grumpy, angry, frustrated, anxious, scared, frightened people in the world. Is it possible that that's because we put that kind of information into our brain? What if we didn't? What if we just lived our life? And that's one of the things I love about living out in the country. The farmers that live out here, they focus on the next time it's going to rain. They focus on feeding their cattle. They focus on making sure that there's water for their cattle to drink. They make sure that the fences are fixed if they're broken. They make sure that they live their life to the max, focusing on being a great farmer. Very few of them even have time to listen to the news. And the people that I talk to down here in the South Island of New Zealand, they don't want to listen to the news because, oh, and this has been a really interesting thing to take note of, even the trust in the news has become very low. People don't watch, or don't, where I live, don't want to watch the news because they don't even believe what the news is telling them is true, or it's been exaggerated or it's somebody's opinion, or it's based on somebody getting paid to say something. Now, I'm just sharing with you other people's opinions about what we are dealt, what people deal to us every day. Here's the weather. Interesting side note on the weather down here. They're not called weather people where I live. They're called guessers, because whatever the weather person says is going to happen doesn't usually happen. So we just say, oh, I wonder what the guessers are saying today. They're guessing what the weather's going to be tomorrow. And I share that with you because we tend to take, oh, what the news tells us is true and what the weather person tells us is true. Well, how do we know that it's true for a start? And in their defense, they have to exaggerate bad news. They have to make things sound terrible, because otherwise most people wouldn't watch the news. Now, the beautiful thing about the farmers is they don't watch the news because they've got enough stuff going on in their life that's challenging. They don't need to add more rubbish in from what's going on in the rest of the world. And I say rubbish because if I can't use it, we tend to throw it away. We put it in the trash can. We put it in the rubbish bin because it's of no value to us. So there's a great question. Everything that you put into your brain, is it adding value to your brain? Is it making you a better person? Is it making you more positive, more optimistic? Do you love your life because of what you're putting into your brain? Or is it making you anxious, scared, frightened, depressed, angry? And I would like to live my life every single day. And I'm here every day for this reason. Be healthy, fit and strong so you can enjoy every day and inspire other people in your life to be the same. Have a career or business that you love, or do what you love every day, not what you hate, not what is average, not just something to pay the bills, but something that you really love. Be financially free so money doesn't control your life, so you're not struggling headspace and or physically to how do I pay my next bill? Wouldn't it be great to be financially free so that you don't have to live like that? And great people in your life, people who add value. They don't gossip, criticize, tell you all the bad stuff that's going on in the world. And I have no time for that. When somebody comes to me with a story about something terrible that's happening in the world, I don't want to listen to that, because there's a couple of reasons for that. Will it add value to my life? No. But if the story is coming from somebody else, it's very likely that it's been exaggerated or they've put their spin on it. And it's even more negative. They've made it even more negative than what it actually is. And just as an interesting side note to that, there's been a couple of times in my life where I've been in horrible situations that have been reported by the news media. So I've actually been in that country or in that city or in that place. And what's actually happened hasn't been even half as bad as what the news has reported. And again, in their defense, they have to exaggerate and they have to dramatize and they have to make it sound worse than it really is, because otherwise humans wouldn't watch it. And news people have to make money. We live in a world now where the news people are not making as much money as they would like to, because people don't want to watch the news anymore. Maybe we're going to have a big renaissance. Things are going to change and people are going to want to hear good news. I wonder if that will ever happen. I only want to hear good news because I want my life to be amazing. How about you? If you want to live your life to the max, maybe turn the screen off and get outside and live your life to the max. Actually living it. Super duper doo. How are you living my life to the max?